Let's have a little Bible study about dividing the word of truth correctly. Study to show thyself approved unto God, is the word given to us in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And again in Philippians 1 and verse 10, he says that ye may approve things that are excellent, or that you may try things which differ. Now there are some things in the Word of God which stumble people, which are not well understood, simply because they have not rightly divided the Word of truth. One of those we're going to study just now is the subject of gifts and rewards. Now there is a great difference between what God gives and what God offers as a reward. And mixing these up in one's mind and in preaching has resulted in a great deal of confusion. Now, I don't claim to know all there is to be known about the Word of God, but in the years that I've been studying it, I at least have learned to ask a few questions about each verse that I read. To whom is the Lord speaking? And what is the subject? And what am I to learn from this? Now let's take this subject of gifts and rewards for a little bit and see what we can learn from it. First of all, in John 3 and 16, a well-known verse, God tells us that he has given to the world a great gift. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now the Lord Jesus Christ is God's love gift to this world. God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. God has given a wonderful gift to the world. Now I don't suppose any of you who are listening today think that you have to earn this gift. I'm sure you don't think that anything that you could do would influence God's giving his Son. That all took place 2,000 years before you and I got here. God has already given the Lord Jesus Christ. And then the apostle says, the Son of God loved me and gave himself for me. Now you wouldn't get down on your knees and ask the Lord Jesus to please die for you on the cross. You say he's already done that. And you'll never have to die again. And that's right. It was a once and for all sacrifice. Once in the end of the age hath he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. Now God has given this gift. The Lord Jesus has given his life for us. Nothing that we can do or fail to do will affect God's gift. It's our responsibility to receive that gift. That's why he says in John 1 and 12, but as many as received him, the Lord Jesus, to them gave he the right to become the children of God. Then God has given us his word. There are some people who are always looking for a new revelation, and they're not acquainted with the one that God has given. They're not Bible readers. The very fact that they are looking for new revelations and wondering if God didn't have something more to say blinds their eyes to the completeness of what he has already said. God in these last days has spoken to us in his Son, we're told in the first chapter of Hebrews, and the Lord Jesus Christ is God's last word to this world. There's been no new revelation since, and there never will be. The Lord is not going to tell you anything more than he's told you in the Word of God. And this is God's gift. I wonder if you're treating it like the family where the little boy said, Mama, is this Bible really God's book? She said, yes, dear. Well, then he said, why don't we send it back to him? We never use it. Do you ever use it? Have you accepted God's gift? Have you accepted his word as being for you and to you and being true? But now I want to talk to you about another gift. In Romans 6 and verse 23, we read, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. God has a gift which he has given. Eternal life. Oh, you say, but we have to earn that. Now, wait a minute. The Lord says, the gift of God is eternal life. And if you look at the preceding chapter, Romans chapter 5, you'll read verses like this. He says in verse 15, but not as the offense, that is, the world's offense in Adam, so also is the free gift. For if through the offense of one, Adam, many be dead, much more the grace of God and the gift by grace. Now the word grace in the Bible simply means the kindness of God that we did not deserve. If you like acrostics, here's something maybe your Sunday school teachers will enjoy. G-R-A-C-E. Let the letter G stand for God, and the letter R for his riches, and read it like this. God's riches at Christ's expense. That's grace. God's riches at Christ's expense. The Lord Jesus, by his suffering on the cross, opened the way for God to show grace to us. That's why he says in Ephesians 2 and verse 8, for by grace are ye saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. I have a friend back in Iowa who learned the truth of this wonderful verse and began to preach it with the gospel team with which he was associated in his particular denomination. And the minister of that church called him to him and said, I'm very disturbed at what I've heard about your preaching with the gospel team. He said, I understand that you're preaching free grace. Well, he said, I just preached on Ephesians 2, 8, and 9, and he quoted the verse to him. Well, he said, if that's what you believe, I think you'd be better off to get out of this church. Well, I think he was right. And my friend did get out of that church, where he could preach freely, for God so loved the world that he gave. Where he could preach freely, by grace are ye saved. Through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. So God tells us that it is a free gift. And then he goes on to say in verse 17 of the 5th of John, for if by one man's offense, by Adam's offense, death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. And then in verse 18, he says, by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. Now this is God's free gift. He says in John 10 and verse 28, well, in verse 27, he says, my sheep, the Lord Jesus was the speaker. He's the good shepherd who gave his life for the sheep, you know. He said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. But you say, what about all those scriptures that say, if we do this and that, we'll receive certain things? Those are scriptures that teach us about rewards. Now you see, we receive God's gift freely. We're saved by grace. And then after we've received the Lord Jesus, he is so kind to us that he actually offers us rewards for service. There are five different crowns mentioned in the Bible. There's the crown of life for martyrs and also for enduring temptation. And there's the incorruptible crown for running the race as we ought. And there's the crown of rejoicing for winning souls. And the crown of righteousness for those who love his appearing. And finally, the crown of glory for those who shepherd his sheep and look after them down here. Now those five crowns are conditional and offered as rewards. They're not gifts. God is not going to give all these crowns to all of his people. Neither is he going to give authority over cities, as he tells in Luke 19 and 17, except to those who have been faithful. He's not going to say, well done, thou good and faithful servant, to everybody. Matthew 25 and 21 tells us that he will say this to those who have faithfully served him. And in John 12 and 26, he tells us about some who are going to be honored by the Father. That isn't offered to everyone. I mean, it isn't given to everyone. It's offered to all. All of us who have been redeemed by the precious blood of Christ ought to want to serve the Lord and to please him and to earn these rewards. Now, these rewards are conditional, while the gifts of God are unconditional. The gifts and callings of God are without repentance, and yet you may lose your rewards. You can't lose God's gift if you've received his gift, but you can lose the rewards. These rewards depend upon our acts, while God's gifts are free. I'd like to ask you a question or two. First of all, have you received God's gift and thanked him for it? If you have, the Lord Jesus is yours. You have eternal life. You have a home in heaven. And this will never change. Well, you say, I know that's true. I know I've received the Lord Jesus. Well, then I'd like to ask you another question. Are you going out for rewards? Are you living to please him? Are you looking forward to that time when he will take you into his presence and reward you for what you have faithfully done for him? Now, this is what Christians should be looking forward to. Now, friends, don't mix these things up. He tells us very plainly, if any man's work abide which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. This is 1 Corinthians 3:14. But, he says, if any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. Let's pray. Father, we thank thee for the free gift of God, eternal life. And we thank thee for the rewards which are offered to us after we receive thy gift. Help us to live for thee. Bless thy word to all who heard it today in our Savior's name. Amen.